Well, it took us almost 2 extra years to get a new farm bill, and now it's taking a few extra months to get the details on the plan. Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack spoke before a House panel on agricultural programs and said they're hoping to get some of these things concluded before the end of the calendar year.
We are in a position, we believe, to be able to provide producers information that would allow them to take a look at their operations sometime late summer, early fall, make adjustments to their production history, and then provide additional information over the fall so that when they have to make the election in the latter part of this year, whether it's ARC or PLC, whether they opt for supplemental coverage under the crop insurance opportunities or not, that they'll have adequate and sufficient information to be able to make that informed decision.
On another subject, Secretary of Agriculture Vilsack talked about the strength of export markets and what they've meant to commodity prices, and also their work on trade agreements to try to lift some agricultural barriers. One, though, that's becoming rather frustrating is the TPP program because of Japanese resistance to compromise.
We are pressing market access very, very hard. What we want is a high standard agreement, but we also want a fair agreement. So we are continuing to press this, and we have got to see increased market access, or there may not be a deal, or Japan may not be part of a deal.
Well, at a recent meeting on the 2014 Farm Bill, George Konopek said that farmers do have some important decisions to make in the coming months regarding PLC or ARC provisions in the Act. He reminded growers that the decision they make are irrevocable.
The commodity decision, whether to choose PLC or ARC, is an irrevocable decision, one time, made for the 2014 crop year. And so that'll stay with them for the life of the farm bill, however long that may be. Now the crop insurance, the new crop insurance products, that will be an annual decision that they can make every year starting in 2015 and beyond.
Canopex says in making any decisions, you have to look to the long term.
This farm bill runs to 2018. The last two farm bills have been extended. If you go by history, you know, this farm bill could run to 2020. So what protection you have over the life of the farm bill, I think, is much more important than just trying to maximize 2014's payment.
Well, looking at our prices, big declines on the dairy front of the blocks, which had been so steady, dropped 7.25 back to 235 a pound, still at quite a premium to the barrels, which are at 222.5 cents per pound, and AA butter sits at $1.97. Class 3 prices, April off 26 at $23.97, May off 75 at $21.95, and June down to $20.60. Board of Trade, May corn up a penny and 3/4, 501 and 1/4 of a cent per bushel. September corn also over $5 at 506 and 1/2 cent. Beans for May drop a penny and a half to 1472 and 1/4 of a cent. September up to 1257, while May wheat loses 6.25 to 670. Livestock, slaughter cows, cutter and utilities, 87 to 105, your tops at 114. Most of slaughter cows, 72 to 87. Fed cattle, choice beef, steers, and heifers, top at 144. Holstein steers to 142. Replacement bull calves, 175 to 310. Heifer calves, 75 to 175. The barrels and gilts, strong at 92 to 106. Feeder lambs, 175 and down. Market lambs, 160 and down. And that is your lowdown on the agricultural front. I'm Mike Austin for WSAU News.